morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Was LaFell open most of the day for you?
Well, he did a great job. We, we had some great run actions in there where there were pretty hard sell play actions, and everyone up front was doing a great job selling the run. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm able to pull the ball at the last second, create some space in the defense. And he was just, he had a great day really setting up the DBs and kind of playing, the way that we anticipated going into the game. And he made all the catches. He made all the catches and runs. He was a great player for us.
I know you hate assessing your own performance and patting yourself on the back, but I'm going to go there anyway. Can you play much better than you played personally yesterday? Have you played better than you played yesterday?
Well, I think there's always room for improvement. But, you know, truthfully, the guys made it, you know, they make it easy for the quarterback when they, you know, they play, when all those guys plays the way they did yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it's, it makes it easy for me to just, not to say playing, you know, the Bears defense is easy, because it's not, but when the guys around you play the way they did, it makes it easy for the quarterback. So, you know, I'm proud of the way those guys, you know, all of them, Julian and Gronk and Danny and the offensive line, you know, especially Tim Wright played great, got off to a great start in the run game. And all those things, they all have a cumulative effect on the offense, and you're trying to move the ball down the field, score points. And when the guys around you are playing at the level they played at, it's, you know, for me, it's just, then I just got to read the defense and make the throw, and those guys were making all the plays. So it was a great day for us.
Tom, we in the offseason, we talked a lot about Gronkowski and when he would be back, when he would be close to 100% the old Gronk. And, you know, we all had various dates in mind. Did you think October 26 was the day that you would see the old Gronk, that weapon that we saw yesterday out there?
Yeah, he was phenomenal. He's been such a great player for our offense and our team. I love playing with him. He brings such an energy to the team, and he's just he's a great player, and he certainly played as well as he's ever played yesterday. He, you know, three touchdowns through two and a half quarters was pretty awesome. And he's making all the catches, making all the catch and runs. He's just playing fearlessly. So the guys really take a cue from him, and he's just a great player. So, you know, when he plays like that, and like I said, LaFell plays like that, Julian's been one of our most consistent players for the last 2 years. He's just been phenomenal for us. Danny made a couple plays, Tim Wright, you know, like the offensive line, the run game. It makes when one guy's doing well, it just helps another guy do well, and it helps another guy do well. And you see some of the great offenses around the league week in and week out. It's, you know, those type of performances that, you know, lead to the team's success. So, you know, it's been good. And we've made some great improvements here, from what we talked about over a month ago. But, you know, look, we still gotta get better. You know, our whole season's in front of us, so we got to get back to work today, and we got obviously the biggest game of our year coming up.
Is there anything specific? Is there any one thing that's changed from Oakland and Kansas City, or has it been 30 things? If you had to point out one big change, has it been Gronkowski? Has it been the offensive line, or has it been sort of a bunch of those little things?
I think it's a lot of little things. I really do. It's it's everybody playing better. It's, you know, us all having a better, more trust and confidence in one another. It's not just, it couldn't just be one thing. It's, you know, football is such a team sport, and everybody relies on each other. And, it's just a lot of guys doing their job at a higher level. So that's what it takes, and that's what we talked about. You know, that's what we always talk about down at our facility, is just making the individual improvements so that the group performance is a lot better, because you can't control what someone else can do. You can only really control what you can do. So, but I love the way that the guys have been playing, and it's been a lot of fun to be out. Yesterday was one of the, you know, most fun days we've ever had on the football field.
Tom, we have spent countless hours on this program and others on this radio station talking about Peyton Manning's weapons versus Tom Brady's weapons. And if Tom had everything available to him that Peyton has available to him, he'd run the table and they'd never lose a game, and they'd win 51-0 every single week. Are you completely, totally, 100% happy with the bullets that are in your gun, your offensive gun?
Well, absolutely. I love the guys that I play with. I wouldn't change any of them for anybody. So the group that I been lucky enough to play with, and I've had some great ones over the years. And you know, for the, as a quarterback, you work all off season with a group of guys, and you develop a chemistry and a camaraderie with each other, and it's great when you know it all pays off. So you know, I don't pick the players. I don't do any of those things. That's not my job. My job is just to try to make the best of what I can try to help our team do. So you know, we brought in some great players to our offense over the last few years, and we're trying to do the best we can do, and the other teams are doing that too. And what can you say more about what Peyton Manning's been able to accomplish? I mean, it's been the greatest season and a half stretch in the history of the NFL. So nobody's really matched what he's been able to do, and what that offense has been able to do, most importantly. So when we play this weekend, we're going to have to try to match it, and because that's what it's going to take. They got a great team, and we're going to have to be at our best.
Last Monday, Julian Edelman came on this radio station and was lamenting his two drops, and he said, "I have to clean that up. I cannot drop the football when Tom gets it to me. Otherwise, Tom is going to lose faith in me and not come to me." Well, he had two drops yesterday. Any chance you're losing faith in Julian Edelman?
No, never. I've never lost faith in that guy. I love, he's an incredible player and friend, and nobody works harder than Jules. So I think he just gets down. He's tough on himself. Mm-hmm. He's his toughest critic, and he's one of the most competitive players I've ever played with. So he's just, he wants to contribute so badly and be a part of everything that we're doing, and he wants the ball on every play, which I really love that about him. It's just, other guys have had some opportunity, and he hasn't gotten as many looks as as I need to get him. And I'm definitely going to, get him more and get him into the flow of the offense so that he can be the great player that he is.
Do you feel like before the game starts that you got that game plan in your hand and run things through your mind in warm-ups? Do you say, this is our day. This is all going to work? Because, do you have that kind of confidence in the game plan? Because, second quarter, 70,000 people in the stadium knew it was over, knew that what you were doing was working. When did you know, Tom?
You never really know until you're out there. I don't think I go into every game thinking, man, this is the day we're gonna put up 50 at this game. So I always have a lot of confidence, and like I said, when the guys around me are playing at that high level, it makes it easy for a quarterback. It makes it easy for me to do my job because I have a lot of confidence in what they're doing, and those guys are going out there and making all the plays. So you got to get out there and do it. You got to make the blocks. You got to make the runs. You got to make the catches. And they were doing it yesterday. So hopefully we can do it again this week. This team will test us in a lot of ways. And they got a very skilled offense. They got a lot of guys on defense. And they're pretty tough. So we'll see where we match up against the NFL's best.
Did you already start working on the Broncos?
Yep, I did last night, and right now I'm sitting in front of my computer with the game, with some of their games, just on my little laptop here.
Will you look at last year's game, which was similar? The Broncos came in here. Everyone thought the Broncos, I think they were 9-1, thought they were just going to roll. You pulled it out in overtime. Do you look at that game, or is that ancient history?
Yeah, I look at everything, but they're pretty different. I mean, they have a whole new secondary. They got three new linebackers. So their whole back seven is different, basically. And they got 8 or 9 new guys on defense. So it's a different defense. I think Coach Del Rio, he's always kind of run the same system, and it's a real good kind of schematic defense that he puts together. So now we'll see everything. There'll be a lot to watch. There'll be a lot to see. And, we'll be ready to go when it comes 4 o'clock next week.
Tom, when you look at that tape, when you are sitting in front of your computer, when you hang up this phone, specifically, what is your focus? What are you looking for? What are you trying to determine in your film study?
Trying to determine everything. I think the way that you see the game being played, the way that you want to play the game, you look at their strengths, their weaknesses, you look at how they're winning and losing games. You know, you think about the things that you're good at, and you try to mesh it up with the things that they're not so good at. Mm-hmm. And then that's how you put together a plan. You need some direction, and you got to really set sail on a course, and you know, hopefully it's the right one. And the better the defense, you know, the more limited you are in what you think you can accomplish because there's less weaknesses. And it's not like, you know, a team that has a great pass rush, you don't want to go, wow, well, let's just drop back and, you know, see how long we can hold it. So, you know, you think more about throws that, you know, come out quick and still ways you can get the ball down the field or, you know, convert third down or get in the red area. And all that's part of game plan. And so, you know, we spend all week trying to develop, you know, really a mode of attack. And, you know, our coaches do a better job than anybody doing that. They've proven that over the years. Josh is, you know, the best in the league at it, the best I've ever been around. So, you know, we have a great, opportunity ahead of us. You know, our team, you know, you work all year round for moments like this. So it's a, it's going to be a great game.
You know, I imagine you don't do a lot of it while you're active. Bird and Magic have done it more, I guess, since they retired. But do you ever reflect on that you're part of one of the great rivalries, really, in the history of sport with Manning? What you guys have been doing for the last 13, 14 years has never happened. I mean, now still the two of you in your late 30s are at the top of your game and battling for, again, you know, the one seed in the AFC, maybe to go to the Super Bowl again. Do you ever, you know, in a private moment, think about this rivalry you're in with this guy?
You know, yeah, I think so. That's a great question. And, you know, probably 5-6 years ago, you don't think about those things, but you're right. As you mature a little bit and, you know, realize, you know, this could always be the last one, you know, then you do. It's pretty special. So, you know, he's been one of the greatest players to ever play. I've been fortunate to share a field with one of the best players that ever has played the game. And every time we play, you know, Peyton Manning-led team, he's, you know, it comes down to the wire, and, you know, he's got, you know, everything's usually at stake. So, you know, we had a few opportunities last year. We won the first one, lost the second one. This year it's got to be, you know, we got to be at our best. And our defense, fortunately, I don't have to go against them. Our defense does. I got to go up against Aqib Talib and DeMarcus Ware and Vaughn Miller and T.J. Ward. And you know, they got a whole challenge they present in and of itself. So, they're a really well balanced team. I think they do a lot of things well, and it means we're going to be at our best, and you know, hopefully we can go out and, you know, give our fans something to cheer about. So it'll be a fun day.
Hey, Tom, a couple of game specific questions from yesterday. Second quarter, before the right 1 yard touchdown pass, you had a third in at the 22. You scrambled. Gronk made a great catch and gets to the one. Were you aware of how close you were to the line of scrimmage when you let that ball go?
I didn't see it. I usually have a pretty good feel for those things,
yeah.
But it's not. I don't have any time to look over. It's kind of more of a feel thing. So that's how close was I?
Had your foot come down, you would have been over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was close, but it's a pretty advantageous rule for the quarterback. Any part of your body is at or behind the line of scrimmage. That could be your arm, the ball, a foot. You know, you're considered behind the line of scrimmage. So they give you some leeway on that. And you know, as long as you're not 2 yards past it, they usually don't call it.
Right.
On third and 18, it wasn't like I was going to scramble for 18. I could have probably scrambled for, you know, half of that if I needed to make a field goal even shorter. But Gronk sprung free, made a great play separating from his defender. And, you know, I tried to make a throw where he could catch it, and he made a great, great catch. And he was trying to kind of squirm his way in there to the end zone, but he got stopped at the one, and Timmy made a great play on the next one.
All right. Who is Rita, and what does it mean?
you know, we got a lot of calls at the line of scrimmage, so there's a lot of verbiage. So, you know, that's probably part of the challenging part about our offense is that we have a lot of terms, and they all mean something, and they can mean something for a 10 guys or 11 guys, they can mean something for 5 guys, they can mean something for 2 guys, so that's all insider information.
Who gets to pick the names? I mean, can you pick, you know, during the course of the weeks, like Giselle or Rita or Linda?
If Giselle began with an R or an L, I guess
that'd be a good
you
guess.
Could use Giselle, right?
Yeah. Possibly, yeah. But, Yeah, you could come up. Everyone's got usually got a say. And the funny thing is, over the years, you have, because our offense is really, you know, I've been in the same offense for my whole career, which I've been very fortunate to be able to do. You kind of remember when you put all these names in. So, you know, we have a Dolphin formation. So it's called Dolphin. And why is it called Dolphin? Well, because when we played the Dolphins in, you know, 2002, we couldn't figure out a way to get open. So we figured we put this formation in that would really help us create some space in the defense. So we called it Dolphin. So, you know, for me, it makes a lot of sense. I'm like, yeah, Dolphin, because, you know, we had this. And everyone who else comes and goes, why do you call that Dolphin? Or why do you call that Eagle? Or, you know, so over the years, our just offense and the verbiage has really, you know, expanded over the years. And, you know, I've been very lucky to be a part of all of that. So it just comes really second nature for me.
What does killer instinct mean to you? It seems that you and Belichick have always had it. Yesterday, it was on display. I mean, you do not take your foot off their throat. You do not change what you do when you're up, you know, 4 or 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, it was pretty good because we talked a lot about that. And when you're ahead, especially at home, and you really have them reeling, you gotta put them away. Because look, they got great players. They got Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall over there, and Forte, who's leading the league in all-purpose yards, leading the league in receptions. They got, you know, a great quarterback. They got Martellus Bennett. You know, they got a lot of players. So, you know, you give them just a sliver of hope, and you never know if they can come back. So, you know, we went in at halftime, and Josh was saying, look, guys, we're going to approach this like a 0-0. We're going to go out there and still try to dictate the tempo of the game, dictate the line of scrimmage. And, you know, from the first play of the second half, that's what we did. And then, you know, then you don't give them a lot of hope. You just, they go, oh, God, here we go again. So you just don't want to give them any real chance to come back. And, you know, we did a great job all day. You know, I thought of being really aggressive and trying to dictate our tempo on them. And you know, we got ahead and we stayed ahead and we played from ahead. And that's a great recipe for winning in the NFL.
Tom, I'm not sure if you would agree with me, but it seems to me, just observationally watching on TV, perhaps the best executed play the Patriots ran yesterday was that double fake razzle dazzle to Vereen, and he dropped the ball. Was that about as well as that play could have been run, with the exception of the catch at the end?
Yeah, we were trying to run a play into Springham free, and they, you know, they played a coverage that we weren't really expecting. So, you know, they made a good adjustment, and you're right, we executed it well, but we just didn't kind of come down with it. I think Shane felt like the defender was probably pretty close and maybe distracted him a little bit. But, yeah, it would have been a good gain. We were hoping for a touchdown on that play, but it ended up, being incomplete. But we still got, you know, went down the field, and I think we kicked a field goal on that drive.
All right, we end, as we always end, with a quarterback question of the week brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit NewEnglandCadillac.com for your exceptional offers. Last Monday, Benny let the cat out of the bag in terms of what you're going as Halloween costumes. And by the way, he seems unfailingly polite and bright. He must take after his mom, I suppose.
He does take after his mom. Thank
God. So fill us in on Barf and Belch.
Yeah, it was from the movie How to Train Your Dragon. He's into the dragon. So I had my own idea of what I wanted to be.
Not Joe Montana again.
No, it was pretty easy. Just a simple mask is probably good for me. But Benny had an idea when I decided what I wanted to be. He said, no, Dad, this is what you're going to be. You're going to be Barf and Belch from How to Train Your Dragon. Because he wants to be this little toothless. So I think it's going to be a family of dragons this Friday night.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it'll be great.
All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck against Denver.
All right, guys, thanks.